it will be granted. In Australia, the monarch is a symbol that life is short, or that life must be valued. In Japan, butterflies represent young women finding bliss when they marry, and so the butterfly is in many of the family crests. In Mexico, the long migration of the monarchs has a significant meaning. It is believed the monarchs are the spirits of their dead loved ones returning and are happily celebrated during the holiday Day of the Dead. They believe that if someone removes a dead monarch that has fallen from a tree, they are disrupting the soul of a deceased one by taking it from its final resting place. Some countries do not have such superstitious beliefs and feel that butterflies are witches or demons in disguise. However, it was common that many ancient cultures believed butterflies to represent rebirth after letting go of long-held beliefs or behavior, and this still is true of many cultures today. The monarch look. Monarchs are famous for their look of beauty that attracts so many followers. Maybe it's their tawny orange wings, trimmed with black veins and white spots along the edges of the wings, that stand out so well. Both the adults and the caterpillars have aposematic coloration, which means that their bright colors signal to potential predators that they are dangerous to eat because of the toxins they carry. Actually, all butterfly wings are transparent, with layers of chitin, which is the protein that makes up an insect's exoskeleton. The layers are so thin that you can see through them, depending on the light. There are thousands of tiny scales that cover the transparent chitin, and it is these scales that reflect light in different colors. When the butterfly ages, some scales fall off the wings, and spots of transparency are exposed. Another interesting thing about butterflies is that they taste with their feet. Their feet are armed with receptors that allow this ability. When a female looks for different plants to place her eggs, she drums on the leaves with her feet to make the plant release juices that tell her what kind it is through the chemoreceptors on the back of her legs that detect the plant chemicals. It's not noticeable, but the male is a bit larger and has thinner veins than the female. He also has a black spot on the center of each hind wing. This is a scent gland used to attract females. This makes us wonder if each monarch has a different scent, because with all those females to attract, each male must smell a little different. The underside of both male and female is a lighter and duller color of orange-brown. The monarch does not have multicolored wings that are sometimes shown online. Those photos may be gorgeous, but they have been manipulated with photo software to change the colors. The monarchs have a wingspan of 8.9 to 10.2 centimeters, 3.5 to 4 inches, with a weight of less than a gram. The difference in size depends on what region of the country they reside. The monarchs that migrate to California have wings that are just a fraction smaller. The late summer or early fall generation that migrates to Mexico is usually larger and heavier, since they eat more in preparation for the long flight. The females must go nuts over those guys. They have a black body, 2 black antennae, and 6 black legs. They mostly use the 4 back ones, since the front 2 legs are smaller. The viceroy butterfly is often mistaken for a monarch due to its similar colors, but it is smaller and has an extra black stripe that goes over its hind wings. Are there other colors besides orange? The only other color variation of monarchs is white with black veins and body markings, just like the orange one. This one is called Nivosis. It has been found in several countries such as Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, and some states in the United States, and is extremely rare, with only a few being reported each year, except for Hawaii, where they make up 10% of the monarch population. It is thought to be a variation of a certain gene inherited from their ancestors that make them white, but studies are still being done to find out other factors involved.